Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, look for live and feeder cattle futures open moderately higher this morning, supported by residual buying interest and cash premiums. On the other hand, the hog contracts likely to open moderately lower, checked by follow-through selling and sluggish cash prospects. Now, if you think that March Madness is only about college basketball, well, then you haven't been watching this month's runaway cash cattle market. Can the feedlot market put together another bullish bracket this week? Our guess is that initial asking prices, about $130 plus, will start things here in our part of the country. Just about a reflection of the sure confidence in that exact mission. Now, needless to say, nothing will be decided today, at least until we have a better sense of new show lists and ready numbers as we move into the second half of the month. Live and feeder futures staged open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and tall feedlot cash premiums. The hog buyers expected to resume procurement Monday with bids steady to a dollar lower, while we look for wholesale pork prices to stabilize through the end of the month. The success of late March may hinge on how much tightening we see in the butcher offering over the next several weeks. Well, crop futures closed the week in very light trading Friday, with hard red winter wheat posting the largest move of the crops by finishing about 3.5 cents for the day. Corn finished a little higher for the day and week, while soybeans were lower for the day and week. The hard red winter wheat has been supported by dry weather in the plains. However, this week, new 30 and 90 day forecasts have normal rain there through June, but above normal temperatures. Wheat futures finished again mostly higher in light trading, with the best gains in hard red winter wheat. Soft red winter was up a fraction, and the spring wheat was up about a penny. Now, over on the corn futures, well, corn closed a little higher on Friday, but the lead May was again unable to settle above resistance at the 100-day moving average, briefly moving past it. And soybeans closed lower for the day Friday and for the week for the second straight week as traders monitor the big harvest underway in South America. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle futures, April live cattle up 12 at 119.32. June was up 25 cents, 109.67. April feeder cattle up 107 at 131.62. May was up 95 at 130.37. April hogs down 85, 69.05, and the May was down 117, 73.62. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the May was up 3.5 at 453.5. July was up 3.5 at 465.25. Chicago wheat, May up a quarter penny at 436.25. July was up a half cent, 451.5. May corn's up 1.5, 367. And the July was up 1.5, 375. May soybeans up, are down 1.5, $10. And July was down 1.5 at $10.10. May cotton up 14, 78.50. July's up 12, 79.50. April crude oil down 68, 48.10. And the May down 60 at 48.70. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.